Teens taking it to the top. How to be an activist, page 187.
Sorry, I just announced that was the end of all the oldies voices, but now we have one person who's going to speak for the next generation, and I do think that we should honor that voice. So thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for this opportunity to speak this evening. Thank you so much, each and every one of you, for being here. It's quite an honor to share the stage with such esteemed guests and amazing other voices that represent a lot of important fields in our world. My name is Xutesca Tonatiu. I'm 15 years old. This is not my first time at the United Nations. I've been on the front lines of the climate movement for the last 10 years of my life. Yeah. So I've been in this for a while, you know, and I've seen a lot in my years, and so my entire life I knew that the world that I was born into was falling apart. The world that your generation was leaving me was falling apart. You know, I saw ice caps falling into our oceans. I saw people living in extreme poverty while others lived in extreme wealth. I saw sexism and racism all over the world. I saw people that don't have access to clean drinking water. I saw species disappearing right in front of our eyes. I saw people suffering from climate change all over the planet. Island nations disappearing into the ocean. So this is the kind of world that my generation is being left with. And last year at COP21, for the first time in history, we were able to come together and agree upon something, agree upon a document that is now being signed. So for me, it was one of the most hopeful moments. Because when we can come together like this and set aside everything that separates us, everything that causes adults to argue, and we can be here together to fight for a just and sustainable planet for my generation and every generation to come, now that is a noble cause.